And welcome to the Educate Your Travel Podcast. Once again, my name is Jordan Carnes. Thank you so much for joining me today. I cannot wait to get into this episode, hopefully just invigorate you, get you excited about getting up, getting out, and traveling, exploring, and experiencing the world. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and quit talking so I can keep talking, and let's get into the episode. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me here again today. On today's episode, I'm going to kind of discuss and kind of just muse around, I suppose, the reasons that I think everyone should go on a backpacking trip at least once in their life, and then also take a solo trip at least one time in their life. You know, I've been able to do both of these, and they're both really awesome. And I'm not saying that traveling, you know, without backpacking or traveling with other people is not awesome, because those things are great as well. But I just think both of these things, you know, you should just experience one time at least. And, you know, you can make a judgment call whether you enjoy it or not afterwards. But I'm just going to jump right into backpacking. First off, I mean, the name backpacking, you take a backpack, you know, you travel, whatever. It's just so easy to travel with just a backpack. I feel like most of the time, whenever I travel and I have to check my luggage and I'm standing there like at the carousel to, you know, get my bags, my bag is always the last one out, and there's just always like the anxiety or whatever of, oh my gosh, like, did they lose my bag? I'm going to be stuck at this place without any clothes or anything for the next who knows how many days, and then how are they going to get me my clothes? And it just becomes this whole huge ordeal that, you know, if you can just carry your bag on with you because it's a backpack, it just makes it so much easier. And then you're not having to lug around a suitcase everywhere. You can just throw it on your back and, you know, be on your way. It's just, it makes traveling so much easier. You just, I don't know. It's just so nice being able to walk off an airplane and just head straight to customs. And then from there, just straight to a cab or wherever. You don't have to, you know, worry about anyone losing your luggage or anything like that. It's just super simple. And it makes traveling just that much easier for you. So besides just being able to carry a backpack, I feel like also whenever you backpack somewhere, you're staying for an extended amount of time. And, you know, this amount of time could be several weeks, it could be months, it could be years. Whenever I was traveling in Asia, you know, I met people who had been backpacking for, you know, over a year. And that's pretty crazy. I don't know if I could even do that for that long. Backpacking is a challenge. I mean, being away from the norms, being away from what you know, from your customs, everything like that for such a extended amount of time is difficult. You know, I was gone for 2 months when I backpacked Asia, and I was ready to get back to the U.S. You know, I could have stayed longer, and I definitely would have enjoyed my time if I could stay longer. But at the same time, I was ready to get back to what I knew and just back into my daily grind here in the States. So, you know, but while you're there, it's so easy to immerse yourself in the culture. There are so many different experiences and cool experiences that you're able to follow through with that, you know, if you were only in a place for like a week or something like that, you might, you know, not think outside the box or do random things that you wouldn't normally. And so, you know, when you're in a location for months on end, you're kind of just able to just wander around and do random things and go experience these little side excursions that, you know, if you're on a strict, okay, I'm here for like 5 days or 6 days, you know, you never would have taken the time out of your day to go do these random things. So just backpacking opens up so many doors. It allows you to just really immerse yourself into the culture. It just eases the stress of traveling. And it's also just a fun challenge. I mean, planning that trip was so crazy. For an 8-week trip, I planned for at least a year. and it was fun. I mean, I really enjoy puzzles and things like that, and it was a puzzle, you know, just making sure all my airline flights, all of my bus tickets, all my train tickets, everything just lined up perfectly. And it really went off without a hitch, which was just such an accomplishment. You know, when I landed back in Dallas, I was like, you know, I missed one flight, which was my own fault because I overslept, and I never lost any luggage. Literally every ticket that I had purchased, every plan I had had worked to a T, and it just was like a huge accomplishment. Like all that hard work that I had done to plan this amazing trip, you know, it just worked out perfectly, and it was so exciting. And that was just so satisfying that all this hard work had paid off. And so, yeah, I know a lot of people when they backpack, they have no plan whatsoever. And, you know, that's an accomplishment in and of itself to be able to say, I'm going to buy a one-way ticket to, you know, Indonesia. And, you know, a year later, you arrive back home and you're like, wow, you know, I had nothing planned, but look at all this crazy stuff that I did. And it all worked out. So there's so many different ways and different paths that your backpacking trip could take. And, you know, each one can suit you. And I just feel like whichever sort of backpacking trip you take, you know, it's going to be an amazing experience, and it's going to last, you know, last with you, stay with you for a lifetime. And, you know, it's just a great experience and a great time. Now, moving on from just backpacking in general, I'm going to talk about solo travel. And I feel like, you know, solo travel in and of itself is something that everyone should do at least once. And, you know, that could be, you know, a weekend trip to another state. It could be a week trip to another country. It could be an entire backpacking trip, you know. But there's just something about a solo trip that is so cool. And it just teaches you so much about yourself. And it's just really eye-opening, and I think everyone should do it at least once. And you know, I've talked to people, and they're like, I don't, you know, like to travel by myself. You know, I'm more of a people person. I like to be around people all the time. But even still, I think just going solo somewhere is a really cool experience. It really teaches you a lot about what you are able to do. And you know, when you're in a foreign country all by yourself and you're staying at a hostel, you know, it kind of just opens the door of making a ton of new friends and meeting people from all over the world. I mean, I know that I now know, you know, a ton of people from every corner of the globe, just because, you know, I was by myself in Asia for 8 weeks and staying at hostels pretty much every night. And so I was able to, you know, at like the restaurants or just like in the common areas, just go and talk to random people. And so, you know, I know people in South America. I know people who live in Europe. I know people who live in like Africa and Asia. I know people all over the world now, simply because I was solo traveling and I was just able to talk and visit and get to know a lot of people that if I was with someone else, I might not, you know, have felt the need to go and talk and make friends with other people. You know, when you're with someone, you kind of just stick with that person. And, you know, if you're in a new environment, you might not feel the need to talk to random new people. And so it's just kind of like you go on a trip and, you know, a month later you come back and you still, you know each other better, but that's about it. Whereas when you're solo, you're kind of forced to meet other people and become friends with, you know, a totally different a group of people than you might know otherwise, which is really cool. I know that if I go to certain countries, like, you know, I can message someone on Instagram or whatever, and they'd be like, yeah, you know, if you need a place to stay, come stay at my place. Or they could give me tips or ideas of places to go in their country. And so that's just a really cool thing to have. And I feel like solo traveling really allows you to make those bonds. So that's really cool. It's also really freeing. When you're solo traveling, especially for me, because whenever I travel with someone else, I really want to make sure that that person is having a great time. I remember I've talked about this with my Greece trip. My parents went with me on that trip. And I mean, I had a blast. I had a great time, but the whole time I was just wanting to make sure that my parents were having an awesome time as well. Like, they paid a lot of money for this trip, and so I want to make sure that everything that they want to do gets done and that just their whole travel experience is awesome. While at the same time, like, I want to do what I want to do as well. And so it's kind of hard, like, okay, I'm doing what I want to do, but also they're doing everything that they want to do and they're experiencing everything they want to experience out of this trip as well. So it's kind of a hard balance of, making everyone happy, especially when you're the one planning the trip. I'm sure that adds a little bit of stress into the mix as well. So, if you were just booking a tour, it might not be as stressful when it comes to making sure everyone's having a great time. But when you're solo, it's just like you can do really whatever you want. If you want to stay in the sketchy hostel because it's $1 a night, you can do that if you're wanting to. If you're wanting to, get up at 10 o'clock at night because you can't sleep and go walk to the Eiffel Tower when you're in Paris, you can. Why not? And so, if you're traveling with someone, sure, you might be able to do some of those same things, but you kind of have to consult, and it's just like kind of have to talk it through. Some of those things, maybe not so much. Maybe getting up at 10 o'clock, you're just like, hey, man, I'm going to the Eiffel Tower or whatever. But when it comes to staying at a, sketchy $1 hostel, it takes a little bit more of convincing of, hey, this hostel's $1 instead of that $5 hostel, let's save $4. And they're like, why would I risk my life for $4? And you're like, I don't know, let's just do it. So some of those things that you do, you're like, I definitely could not convince someone to do this with me, but I'm gonna do it anyways. So it's just really freeing. And then two, at the same time, I mean, if something goes wrong, it doesn't affect anybody but yourself. Like, if you miss an airline flight, it's like, well, that's terrible and that kind of sucks. But you figure it out and you go to the airport and you buy a new ticket and you go on your way. It doesn't affect anybody else really. It doesn't affect this other person who you're with who also has to buy a new airline ticket. And if you suddenly change your mind and you're like, hey, I want to go do this thing instead of this other thing I already had planned, you don't have to talk to anybody. You just go and do it. And it's what you want to do. And so you're the only one you really have to worry about. So it works. I know in certain places as well, especially like some Arab countries, Egypt especially. I know I definitely would not want to take certain people to like Egypt or something like that because I'd feel responsible for them and would constantly be just be checking on them and making sure everything was okay. It's a pretty aggressive place, and so you kind of feel responsible for anyone you're going on a trip with. At least I do personally. And so, when I'm in Egypt. Or wherever, I'm just walking around. I just have to worry about myself. I don't have to constantly be looking over my shoulder to make sure the person I'm with is doing all right. It's a lot simpler to just travel on your own. And, you can just do what you want. You can do it when you want to. You can change plans. You can stay in sketchy hostels if you feel like it. Also, you can, it's just a major accomplishment. I mean, whenever I travel solo, everyone's like, oh, you're going there? Like, that's crazy. And then you come back and you're like, I did that and I did that by myself. And I was able to, figure out these airports and I was able to figure out the metro system where I was able to do this or do that. I was able to make it work. And there's just this sense of accomplishment of, I didn't have a group of people helping me, figure this out. Like, I did all the research and I was able to figure it out and I was able to make it happen. And that's exciting. And I really enjoy that about a trip when you plan it out, you meticulously have everything set up and set out and you go and do it and then it works. And it's like, wow, that's pretty cool, And so it really just shows you what you can do. I know a lot of people don't like to travel by themselves simply because they're kind of nervous. They don't know what to do, how to do it. And so, just start small. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, start small. Just travel to another state. I mean, if you can book a hotel, you can drive a few hours by yourself, go to the beach, go to the mountains, go to a national park, whatever you want to do for a weekend, something like that. Just get out there and, you know, kind of be by yourself out in nature, out wherever you want to go. And you'll quickly realize that, you know, while there are a lot of moving pieces, depending on how big and how far away this trip is, it's not too difficult to plan a trip and just to do it by yourself. And I think once you kind of get your feet wet and you say, like, hey, I can plan a trip, I can go and do it, I don't have to be with anybody else, and, you know, I can have a great time by myself, I can go explore, I can go meet new people, I think most people will probably enjoy it. And, you know, if you don't enjoy it, that's cool, but you've done it, and you can say, you know, I took a trip, I went wherever by myself, I planned it all, and I had a great time, or maybe I didn't have a great time, and so now I know. But whether you enjoy it or not, I think you'll still have a sense of accomplishment of, wow, like, this happened and I made it happen, and that's pretty cool. But I do think a lot of people will, you know, start to realize, wow, like, kind of getting off by myself, being able to have this, you know, sense of accomplishment and just being able to meet new people, explore, kind of immerse myself into this culture. And it's a pretty cool feeling, a pretty cool experience. I love being able to solo travel. It's really fun. And, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm the most people-y person or whatever. But, you know, I do enjoy being around people, and I do enjoy traveling with people. And I still really love solo travel. It's just so freeing and so awesome. And I definitely feel like everyone should experience it at least once. There's so many pros, and especially if you start off small, there's very few cons to solo travel. So that's my advice for today. Definitely, at least once in your life, solo travel. Before you backpack, I definitely place solo traveling up there on the list. So if you can do both of those things, definitely do it. But if you have to choose one of these things to do solo traveling, whether it's a weekend or a week or a month, definitely try it out. I think it will show you a lot about yourself, show you what you can accomplish, and it's just a great experience. So yeah, pretty short episode today. I just kind of wanted to talk about that because it's kind of what I do. I solo travel, I backpack. And a lot of people always ask, you're just going by yourself? And I'm like, yeah, like, it's kind of great. It's not that bad at all. I really enjoy it. So yeah, that's all I got. Remember, it's up to you to make your life interesting. So get up, get out, explore the world, maybe by yourself, maybe with a backpack, I don't know. And yeah, so don't forget to check out my Instagram at educateyourtravel. Drop me a comment there. Drop me a comment here. I'd love to hear from you. And yeah. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in again today, and I'll talk to you later. See ya.